It's hard to believe, but Stephon Diggs is still just in his second year in the National Football League, still just a 22-year-old, and just 24 months removed from playing in his final college football game. He doesn't play like a 22-year-old. It already is showing the work ethic and leadership of a player much older than his age.
I treat it like because I'm a professional. I come in every day, I do my job to the best of my ability. I can't worry about anybody else besides the guys in my room and try to make them better by just doing what I do. You know what I'm saying? So as far as like leading by the example I can, as far as working hard, doing things at a high level and doing things the right way, that's my main focus. And that's the only way, it's the only way you should approach it. If everybody does their job, then everybody's on the same page. It's when people try to do outside their job is when things kind of get a little gray. But we're well coached, and when we do what we're told, good things happen.
In terms of leadership for a young player, I mean, second year in the league, and he demands that. And he's learning coverages now. He's learning how to read secondary players. He's doing a great job of hand and eye with the football, knowing his assignments. And that's the thing, as a rookie last year, you throw so much is thrown at you. And he has done a great job of trying to decipher between, you know, coverages, defensive personnel, scheme, new playbook, and he's done a great job.
After being selected in the fifth round of the 2015 NFL Draft, Diggs has taken full advantage of every opportunity in Minnesota. It's been a rough month for the Vikings, but the wide receiver has been one of the top threats on offense.
Well, individually, you know, I haven't really thought too much about it because, you know, considering the way the season is going. But with that being said, you know, I just take it day by day, do everything I can to help my teammates. And, you know, when my number is called, I try to make the most of it. And I know just doing the best that I can day in and day out, that's me doing my job, and I let the chips fall where they lay.
Since Sam Bradford came to Minnesota, the quarterback and wide receiver have developed a close connection on the football field. That's evident by Stephon's back-to-back 13 reception games against the Lions and at Washington. He leads the team in most receiving statistics and continues to find a way to get open and help free up the passing game.
I would say it's a good connection, but you know, just like with anybody, I'm out there trying to do everything I can for him, and he's counting on me out there to be where I'm supposed to be when I'm supposed to be there. So that's all.
I think schematically we've done some things just to try to get him involved and try to get him the ball, you know, where he is the primary read. But you know, like I said, after the past couple games, you know, I think Diggs just does a great job of just finding soft spots in zones. You know, he's great at just kind of finding seams in there, you know, getting open, you know, and making sure that he presents himself to me.
But all the individual success for Stephon means nothing without the ultimate goal in mind. A taste of the postseason last year only pushes his hunger to go further in the playoffs.
Mainly what's making it a home in the locker room is that you're around a great group of guys. A lot of guys that genuinely want the best for you, and we all want the same thing, and that's a ring on one of these fingers. So knowing that you're all working towards the same goal and doing everything you possibly can do, it builds a bond. Like, that's what's starting to make it a family for me, because that's what I'm made off of, just basically love and support, and that's how family starts.
Wanting nothing more than to get more wins, second-year receiver Stephon Diggs has already proven to be a competitive leader for the Minnesota Vikings. With an offense which continues to be a work in progress, the Vikings will need to get production from the 22-year-old. From a fifth-round pick just last year to being top receiver on the team, the journey hasn't always been easy. But this rising star knows what it takes to become great.
I just went in with the right mindset. I know from day one what I wanted to be, where I wanted to be. I didn't put shackles on my ability, on where I could go or how far I could go. I just was going to take it day by day and, you know, put in the work. That's the biggest thing you got to do is put in the work. And once I put in the work, good things happen.